gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, we're all getting older, at least that's what I've been told, and as we age, supposedly our skills diminish, and flexibility in our bodies, and often our minds, starts to go away. Recently, Terry and I saw three shows that countered that belief. Sean Colvin, Lyle Lovett, and Ricky Lee Jones, all within 2 days, demonstrated that they have the voices, the musical chops, and growth in their music. And a quick search yielded some other musicians from Texas showing the same with recently recorded albums as well. Hence, tonight's show. We're going to lead off with Rodney Crowell from his album, The Chicago Sessions, released in 2023. He was 72 at the time. Here he is with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Everything at Once.
Everything at once, nothing to lean on.
Everything at once,
I'll scream in the neon.
One of these days,
it will all wash away. It's just a matter of time, as they say.
Everything at once
keeps happening in spite of
everything at once.
Things we lose sight of.
The sad song the nightbird sings. The crack bell that freedom rings. The hope that tomorrow may bring. Everything at once.
Or nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Everything at once.
nothing at all.
I think I hurt my shoulder on a little air drumming there. Lucinda Williams with her New York comeback from her album Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart, released in 2023. He also probably recognizes the voices of Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith as background singers. You know, Lucinda's had a really, really rich career as, I guess, we'd call her a heralded songwriter, and starting off that career in Austin and in Houston. And Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart is her 16th album. She also came out with a memoir called Don't Tell Anyone the Secrets I Told You a couple of months before the release of this album and 3 years after suffering a really significant stroke. Allmusic didn't think their songwriting was quite up to what it's been, but I think it's damn good, and her voice, to me, sounds even better, and it's clearer than some of her past albums. It is worth a listen, and we're going to hear another one from her a little bit later tonight. Before Lucinda, we open with Houston-born Rodney Crowell, joined by Jeff Tweedy, and Everything at Once from his 2023 album, The Chicago Sessions. And this whole record came about when Rodney and Jeff were on a Cayamo cruise, kind of a roots music festival at sea, and we got to talking, they got to talking, and they confirmed a mutual admiration society. Jeff invited Rodney to his studio that Wilco uses in Chicago, and this album is the result. Rodney, to me, really continues to write outstanding songs. His delivery, with some mighty fine musicians in the background, is still one of the best in the business, in my humble opinion. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight we are hearing songs from Texas musicians who may be older, but they're maybe getting better. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. So we're going to shift gears and topics with this next set and lead off with a pair of pretty sad love songs, starting off with Sean Colvin, whom Terry and I saw live very recently, opening for Lyle Levin and his big band, whom we will hear a little bit later in the show as well. Sean hadn't had an album since her album of lullabies, The Starlighter, that was released in 2018, but we saw her live at the Triple Door just before COVID, and this concert a few weeks ago, and her voice is still amazing. Here's Sean Colvin with Change Is On The Way.
love you. Don't you know it, babe? Why couldn't you be contented with the love I gave? I've given you my heart, and now you want my mind. Your love scares me to death, girl, 'cause it's a choking kind. You can kill a man with bullets, poison or a knife, but it hurts him more to take his pride and ruin his life. Whatever it is you want, girl, I hope you find. But that hat don't fit my head, 'cause it's a choking kind. Take a tip from me. If you don't like the peaches, walk on by the tree. Find what you want and keep it. Treat it sweet and kind. But let it breathe and don't make your love choking kind. Let it breathe, don't make your love the choking kind.
Well, I wonder who that was. I'll bet it was Willie Nelson. The choking kind from his 2023 album, I Don't Know a Thing About Love, the songs of Harlan Howard, released just before Willie's 90th birthday. And other artists have saluted Howard as well. Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, both of them did. In fact, Merle is associated with the song The Choking Kind. Willie has put out at least one album every single year since 1962. He's got another one due out September 15th of this year. He still can sing. And his band is really good. Mickey Raphael, of course, on harp. And, you know, Willie plays a little guitar in there as well. Enjoyed that. Before Willie, we heard Sean Colvin on vocals and guitar, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Buddy Miller, the guitar player and producer. The song was Chances on the Way, Changes on the Way, from the 2012 album All Fall Down. And we have seen Sean a lot since seeing her live on Austin City Limits right after her first album, Steady On, came out in 1989. Boy, that was a good show. It is a kind of a bookend to our time in Austin. I saw her at Waterloo Records in Austin for a record release party the day before we moved up here from Austin. And I said at the top of the set, her voice today is as good as it ever was. The song was a sad one, as is often the case with her. She said at the concert that her songs usually are breakup songs, so just don't look to have a good time at her shows. The audience cracked up and everyone had a good time listening to the 67-year-old talent. You listen to songs from Texas musicians who are getting older but not losing a thing in their talent. We're streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, or you may be listening live right here to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for tuning in tonight.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
We're going to next turn to two amazing musicians born about a half a century apart, and they were brought together by music, of course. Amanda Shires, born in Lubbock, and Bobby Nelson, Willie's sister, who died in March of 2022 in Austin. And Amanda really is a great violinist, and she was recording her album, Take It Like a Man, and had planned to record Always On My Mind for that album. And so she brought in Bobby Nelson to play on the track. They got to know each other, and they played a few classic country songs together in the studio for a couple days. And then they decided to cut an entire album, and they did. And here's their take on Always On My Mind right here in the Voice of Vashon.
Bye. easy to be somebody, but it's hard to disappear. Let's face it, everybody, sometimes you just want to be by yourself. That's when I slip off in the evening with some ice cold beer. Just me, myself, and I, nobody else. You see, I have this little cabin. It's only built for one. Perfectly situated on the western side of a hill. I sit back with my cold beer and I watch the setting sun. All the stars start popping out and the world is clean and still western chill. It's what I've been needing, western chill. The cool part of the evening is my own configuration from my imagination, western chill. Sometimes I go down to the river and I take off all of my clothes.
Oh no!
I think about that movie where the prisoners meet the sirens. Now, I don't want to be that guy.
Not that guy.
They turned into a toad. But if I'm at a siren, I'd be inclined to try one western chill. Stars of Orion, western chill. Just me and my pretty siren. It's my favorite destination to soothe my frustration. The best on vacation in all of creation, western chill.
Robert Earl Keen and Western Chill. He's a native of Houston, grad of Texas A&M, and the title cut to his latest album released in 2022, although I cannot find out much about that record. Robert Earl Keen announced at the beginning of 2022 that he was going to stop touring and performing publicly after September. His last show was at Floor's Country Store in Helitos, Texas, near San Antonio. He always provided a fun show with a substantial audience participation, that we've heard that on this show before. Before Robert Earl Keen, we heard two fine Texas musicians, Amanda Shires from Lubbock, Bobby Nelson, Texas resident who died in Austin. And the song, of course, was Always on My Mind. That cut came from the album Loving You, released in 2023. And as I said at the top of the set, this is kind of an unlikely duo, but the music does a lot of good things. I think Bobby played piano with Willie's band for over 40 years and also played with Merle and Waylon and at times with the rockers The Super Suckers. She had a few albums of her own, and she collaborated with Willie on a couple of books. Quite a loss when she died at 91. You listen to Texas musicians who are getting much older but still cranking out really good music, and where else are you going to hear that but Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Well, next up, we turn to another female musician who is, this one's in her 60s, Tanya Tucker, with Kindness, which is kind of a reflective look at her life and the world. And first, we have a brief introduction from the late Billy Joe Shaver that foreshadows the song, at least in my interpretation. Here's Billy Joe Shaver.
Out where the big roads grow smaller, back where the country begins, she's sliding inside her new four-wheel and taking herself for a spin. The glow from the light all around her shows off her beauty so well. She looks like a heavenly angel, but Tanya is meaner than hell. Tanya, your colors are showing. Tanya, you're black and you're blue. Sometimes love lurks in strange places and pounces on people like you.
I have traveled down the long and twisted roads, through the darkened streets not many souls have known. I've seen beauty some may not understand. I found glory in the ruin of the best laid plan. There were times tomorrow felt so far away. It seemed as though the bitterness was here to stay. And though I pushed down on my anger through my tears, I have always felt the love of God so near. I've been everything there is to be. So come on, baby, show some kindness to me. How the hand of fate drags us all behind, like a river flowing back and forth in time, to the place we call free will, where we were always meant to be. It was written like a song so long ago. It's a long and lonely river to the sea. So come on, baby, show some kindness to me. When all the wasted years have come and gone, and there's just the empty sky to look upon, and all the dreams that pulled our hearts are a memory, I will remember what it felt like to be free. 'Cause I've been everything there is to be. Come on, baby, show some kindness to me. How the hand of fate drags us all behind, like a river flowing back and forth in time, to the place we call free will, but we were always meant to be. It was written like a song so long ago. It's a long and lonely river to the sea. Come on, baby, show some kindness to me. I've been there. Come on, baby, show some kindness to me. Come on, baby, show some kindness to me. Come on, baby, show some kindness to me. Come on.
Ever the dark come calling, ever the ground gon' shake, Ever it don't stop raining, ever the dam gonna break. Now and then we let a little light in, and then we're back again drawing the blinds. Ever the dark come calling, ever the sun don't shine. I'm tired of shooting myself in the foot, every shotgun blast renders my best laid plans kaput, flies my flag half mast. Even when I've been keeping my mind right, setting my sights on woe, ever the dark come calling, ever the light lay low. Ever the dark come calling, ever you can't say when, ever the sun comes shining, ever the roof caves in. Even when I'm gonna say it again, we got trouble like it's never been known. Ever the dark come calling, ever the light stay gone.
Native Rodney Crowell again, this time Ever the Dark, off the Chicago Sessions album released in 2023. You also heard Jet Hughes and Jeff Tweedy on guitar, joining Rodney playing some guitar as well. Rodney's music of the past decade or so has always taken a critical look at his own life and his past actions. We heard it here on this show with cuts from Close Ties, from the Houston Kid, Triage, and other albums, I guess. He acknowledges being a self-centered jerk at times, and I think we heard that a little bit in Ever the Dark. So I guess I was kind of thinking of that when I paired him with Tanya Tucker and her song Kindness. Tanya was born in Seminole, Texas, and she references that in another song on her album Sweet Western Song. Tanya has taken a leave of absence from recording for about a decade, but in 2017, she got in the studio with Brandi Carlile and Shooter Jennings and released the album All Nibbin. And she followed that with a live album from Troubadour and got back in the studio with Brandi and Shooter again for Sweet Western Sound. All songs were written especially for her, and the twins of Brandi's band wrote a couple of them. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we are celebrating songs from older Texas musicians who have recorded new albums, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
VOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, once again, we all appreciate the underwriter support for the Voice of Vashon. Without them and without your support, it would be tough for us to stay on the air. So thank you. As I said earlier in the show, Sean Colvin opened for Lyle Lovett, and I guess we might as well hear them back to back, kind of the way Terry and I did at that show. Here is Sean with a little kind of a New Orleans feel in the neon light of the soul.
across the pond. They hail from Scotland and the Orange.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, sheep make wool for socks and shirts, and grown men run around in skirts.
Dance is overrated, dance is overrated, dance is overrated. Yes, yes.
Lord Jesus knew just what to wear.
Oh, yes, he did, yes, he did.
Oh, to live the life in desert air.
Mm-hmm.
He walked the earth in poor man's shoes. He sang this night the attitude.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, yes, pants is overrated.
My jeans. I think about what this all means. And children coming to this world without a stitch on boy or girl.
Pants is overrated, pants is overrated, pants is overrated. Yes, yes.
Lyle Lovett with his large band and Pants Are Overrated from his album 12th of June, released in 2022. It seems as though he hasn't lost his sense of humor. You also heard Stuart Duncan in there on fiddle, and I just want to bring that out because Lyle spends time at all his concerts since the first time we saw him, introducing his musicians not once, not twice, but usually three times. And at this show, he actually interviewed three or four musicians, including Stuart Duncan, and really and promoted some of their side projects as well. So he's always, always generous with his musicians. And during the concert in support of the tour supporting the album, he talked a lot about his six-year-old twins who were born on the 12th of June when Lyle was 59. And the title cut of the album is all about the day they were born. And in introducing Pants Are Overrated, he talked about one of his favorite things to do with the twins when they were younger was get them dressed. He really had a blast with that. And one day, one of the twins was just not having it. Didn't want to put on any clothes at all, especially pants. And that was the inspiration for the song. He also talked about one day his son kind of looked at him and said, "I like bacon." And that was the inspiration for another song on the album called Pig Meat Man. Before Lyle, we heard Shawn Colvin again with Neon Light of the Soul from her 2012 album, All Fall Down. As I said, it's not a recent album, but I just got it, so it's recent to me, and I'm pretty much glad I did. You are listening to, shall we say, seasoned musicians who still have the skill, the talent, the passion, and everything to put out great music at a relatively advanced age, and this is all happening on Boogie Back to Texas Live or streaming on the Voice of Vashon. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Now, we're going to go toward the door with one more from Rodney's album. Can you tell I like that album? And it is a love song, a positive love song, Oh, Miss Claudia.
Thank you. Claudia, you sure been good for me. Well, Miss Claudia, girl, you sure been good for me. I don't bird dog other women, I don't drink till I can see. Well, Miss Claudia, you done turn me on a light. Well, Miss Claudia, you done turn me on a light. I'm a different man forever since you give me back my sight. Someone said, somebody said, that I don't tell be true. Before I find you, Miss Claudia, that weren't no easy thing to do. Lordy, lordy, lord, Miss Claudia, I waited my whole life for you. And if you ever think about leaving here, I'm gonna come go with you too. Such a pretty picture, hanging sheets out on the line. You're the reason for this tingling and running up and down my spine. Lordy, lordy, lord, Miss Claudia, how come you took so long to find? The thought of ever leaving you here is the last thing on my mind. Claudia, you done changed me inside out. Well, Miss Claudia, you done changed me inside out. I'm a different man forever, this there ain't no doubt about.
Rodney Crowell, one more time from his 2023 album, The Chicago Sessions, produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. And I obviously think it's a really outstanding album. And by the way, you heard another allusion or bunch of allusions to how Rodney has not been the best citizen in the world. I'm your host of Boogie Back to Texas, Jeff Fletcher. And we're going to go out the door to tonight's show, titled, I think it's something like I May Be Old, But I Can Still Make Outstanding Music, with the woman we opened with. It's going to be Lucinda Williams, and she is her 16th album, coming 3 years after a nasty stroke. Here's the title cut of the album, and again, you will hear the voices of Bruce Springsteen and Patti Scafo in the background, and the song is Rock and Roll Heart. Rock on, Lucinda, and everybody out there.
Fast.
Lucinda Williams, Bruce Springsteen, Rock and Roll Heart. Good night.